Sister Nadia, making the dua between the two prostrations, wajib? Yes, it is a wajib, which means if you forget it, you are required to offer sujood al-sahu. And the prescribed dua, Allahumma ghfirli wa samihni wa hdini wa ajirni wa afini wa rzuqni, if you say any part of that, or it is best to memorize the prescribed du'as, particularly in the prayer. Any time you recite Quran and you want to make du'a, yes, you may make du'a. And as I said, you can make du'a at any time. It is best after ibadat, because this is where level of your iman and good deeds have increased. So when you make du'a, it is most likely to be accepted, such as at the time of breaking your fast, on the day of Arafah, whenever you recite Quran, and after the night prayer, look, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They prayed all night, then during the time of the Sahar, they make istighfar. Istighfar is a dua. Okay, now, you can raise your hands during all times when you make dua, other than in the times where it has been reported that the Prophet ﷺ did not raise his hands, or the companions did not, such as during the Friday prayer, when the Imam is making dua, they didn't raise their hands. Look, we're very particular when it comes to ibadat. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, follow and do not innovate, like a train on the rail. Muslims are like that when it comes to the Sharia. Yes, we are very particular. We are not creative in the ibadat. In the ibadat, we shouldn't be creative. You should be creative in science, in medicine, in chemistry, you name it. But in the ibadat, be like a train on the rail. Stick to the text, to what the Prophet ﷺ said or did or approved. Making dua in sujood and after the durood sharif and before making taslim. How can you raise your hands there? Of course you don't raise your hands there. And this is a position where you don't raise the hands in making dua. The dua of al-istikhara. The hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, they said, فَلْيَرْكَعَ رَكْعَتَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ الْفَرِيضَةِ ثُمَّ الْيَقُلْ. The word ثُمَّ means then. The linguists understood it as there is a delay. Yani, it is not right when you finish the prayer and before taslim, rather it is after. So there is a khilaf. There is a difference of opinions, whether you should make the dua after the prayer or after the tashahud and before making the taslim. And either way you make it, inshallah, it will be accepted.